today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah the Almighty, dear friends, salam. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Today's a special, and we want to speak about Islam and Prophet Jesus. Today, Tuesday, is the 23rd of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of December, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Maryam, verses 24 to 25.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Fanadaha min tahtiha alla tahzani qad ja'ala rabbuki tahtaki sariya.
But he called her from below her, "Do not grieve. Your Lord has provided beneath you a stream."
وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا.
And shake toward you the trunk of the palm tree. It will drop upon you ripe, fresh dates.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Some commentators have said that the caller unto Mary has been Gabriel. But the context of the verses shows that the caller has been Jesus in a manner that the mother hears his words and believes what he says. And later, with a calm mind, she tells people to ask about her chastity from the child in the cradle. At the time of delivery and after it, women usually need tranquility, water and appropriate food, the things which have been mentioned in these verses. The food which has been recommended in the Holy Quran and by some Islamic tradition for the woman who has already delivered is fresh, ripe dates.
Prophets all came to show people the way, to bring peace everywhere, to take evil away. Prophets all came. Prophets all came.
What is the status of Jesus in Islam? The view of Jesus lies between two extremes. The Jews, who rejected Jesus as a prophet, called him an impostor, while the Christians, on the other hand, considered him to be the Son of God and worship him as such. Islam considers Jesus to be one of the greatest and most forbearing of prophets, in addition to Prophet Noah, Prophet Abraham, Prophet Moses, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them all. Jesus is also considered to be the Messiah as well. This is in conformity with Islamic view of the oneness of Allah, the oneness of divine guidance, and the complementary role of the subsequent mission of Allah's messengers. The message of Allah to humanity, which is to worship Allah and Allah alone, and to live according to His instruction, was revealed to Adam, peace be upon him, who passed it on to his children. All the subsequent revelations to Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and finally Muhammad are in conformity with that message. Thus, Islam views any contradictions among revealed religions as man-made elements introduced into these religions. The position of Jesus in the three major creeds, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, is not an exception.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the Prophet Jesus Christ. Now we find that in the Islamic religion, we find that there are many praiseworthy references to Jesus Christ and Mary. It's asserted by some authorities, Western authorities, such as Will Durant in his book, The Story of Civilization, that the Islamic religion and the Holy Quran and Muslims have done quite a lot in favor of Jesus Christ and Mary, because the core content of Jesus Christ's scripture is endorsed by the Holy Quran, and there are frequent references to Injil, that is to the New Testament, not the New Testament that's nowadays available among Christians, because we believe that it has been falsified, it has been deteriorated, but the original one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed unto the Prophet Jesus Christ. And it's from its divine source. This book, the original divine scripture of Jesus Christ, is endorsed and relied on and frequently referred to in the Holy Quran. There are several books in the Islamic civilization and Islamic scholarship that collect and report the precise words of Jesus Christ. His prayers, his requests, his supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and some of the questions and answers exchanged between some of the companions of Jesus Christ and the answers Jesus Christ gave to them.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
This is an interesting part. We're going to speak about the gospel of the Shia of Ali. Neither Prophet Jesus nor Imam Ali advocated dawah asceticism, as is indicated in this narration. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, John the son of Zechariah cried and did not laugh, and Jesus the son of Mary laughed and cried. And what Jesus did was more excellent than what John did. It is reported that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, Jesus the son of Mary said, blessed is he whose silence is contemplation, fikr, the sight of whom is an admonition, whose house suffices him, who cries over his mistakes, and from whose hand and tongue people are safe. It's a precious time to know about the words of Jesus, the world and the hereafter. Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, said, who would build a house on the waves of the sea? This world is death house, so you should not take it as a dwelling. Jesus said, woe to the companion of the world, how he dies and leaves it, and how he relies on it, and it deceives him, and how he trusts it, and it forsakes him. Vow unto those who are deceived. How that which is repugnant encompasses them, and that which is beloved separates from them, and that which is promised will come to them. And vow to those whose endeavors are only for the world and error. How he will be disgraced before Allah tomorrow.
So, nowhere in the Bible do we see that Isa alayhi salam claims to be God, claims to be divine. In fact, he would always instruct his people to worship the one God. You know, that's the most important commandment. There is one passage in the Bible which tells us about the commandments, right? What is the most important commandment according to Jesus alayhi salam? See what Mark 12, 28 to 30 has to say. It explains to us the most important commandment. Of all the commandments, which is the most important? Jesus was asked in a gathering, tell us, what's the most important commandment? What did he say? The most important one, answered Jesus, is this. That's the commandment. Hear, O Israel. Israel or Bani Israel, the Jewish communities, the children of the prophets of God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Now there was a man who was attending that gathering. What does he say to Jesus alayhi salam? He tells him, well said, teacher. The man replied, you are right in saying that God is one and there is none but Him. We have clear passages from Isa alayhi salam that tell us the most fundamental aspect of our beliefs, the most important commandment is what? Believing in the one God. And he emphasizes the one God. The significance of believing in the one God. That's extremely important. What about the disciples of Jesus? Those closest to him, who heard him every day, who walked with him, who traveled with him. For example, Peter. Did Peter ever consider Jesus to be divine? Even though he saw him, you know, performing all those miracles. Let's see what Peter says. He does not consider the fact that Jesus alayhi salam was born miraculously, or that he could cure the blind, he could cure the leper, he would perform all these miracles, revive the dead. He never saw that as a sign that this prophet is God. And here's the proof. In Acts 2:22, we are told how Peter thinks of Jesus. And Peter was one of the closest people to Jesus. He lived with him. He heard him. Peter stood up with the 11 disciples and addressed a crowd saying, what did he say to the crowd? Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles. He was a man, a prophet, who was authorized by God to perform miracles for you, wonders and signs which God did among you through him.
Dear brothers and sisters, that's all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we'll continue this topic. So, till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah, and have a nice time.
Ya man ataita fazitta hubbana as'adtana wa jama'ta shamlana أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور
والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate